We want now to bring to these microphones a very interesting lady. I've had conversations with her across the years, and what an outstanding opportunity she has had to find out and develop and bring to the world the history of the Jewish nation of Israel. I'm talking about one of the most renowned world archaeologists, Dr. Elat Mazar. She is from a family of great archaeologists. She is at Hebrew University. She can give you the full title. I'll let her do that in just a moment. But recent excavations near the Temple Mount in Jerusalem have unearthed a literal treasure trove, once again confirming an ancient Jewish presence in the city of Jerusalem, as we have said. And Dr. Mazar, thank you so very much for joining us. I understand that you found like a total of 36 gold coins, gold and silver jewelry, and a very special gold medallion. This is a significant find, is it not?
Yes, it is. Shalom, shalom. This is a very special find, by all means. It's not only that it contains a... First, let's begin with the location. We are talking about the location at the Ophel area, which is only 50 meters to the south of the Triple Gate at the southern wall of the Temple Mount. So from this location, you can watch the Temple Mount walls very, like, nearby. And we're talking about a hoard of silver and gold, including these 36 gold coins that you've mentioned, and including a very large medallion of gold that contains very prominent Jewish symbols, the seven-branch menorah, and beside it a shofar, a ram's horn, and a Torah scroll. And it's, of course, astonishing. It was also astonishing for us, absolutely. I mean, this is a lifetime discovery. Absolutely, in that manner, unexpected, very unique, name it.
It actually dates back to, I think, about 614 in the Common Era. That's when the Persians would have come in once again to Israel and tried to destroy the Jewish state, and in particular, maybe even the city of Jerusalem. But these were Jewish people living there, so it does confirm a presence of Jewish people even before that Dome of the Rock was erected there on the Temple Mount.
We don't have indication of Jewish people living here. What we have is a hoard that was hidden in the floor of a structure from the Byzantine period, and the coins that are coming along with the, inside the hoard are enabling us to date it very clearly. The latest coin belongs to Mauritius, and this to Mauric, and that means 602. And it brings us very near to the Persian conquest. And then we have a very special relationship between the Jewish people and the Persian conquerors. Because for many years, the Jewish people didn't have the permission to conduct Jewish life in Jerusalem, have a community, etc. We know, of some existence of Jewish people in Jerusalem, but not like a community and not community life. And the Persians allowed the Jewish people that were assisting them conquering the land of Israel and Jerusalem to build Jerusalem, and they had huge promises, Jewish people maybe from Israel and abroad, from the diaspora, to organize on themselves and come to Jerusalem. And as it seems, that these people that held the hoard were messengers from some community, maybe from abroad.
Indeed, it is absolute tangible evidence that since the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and the dispersion of the Jewish people to the four corners of the earth in 70 AD, there has been an effort for Jews to come back into the land of their forefathers. And of course, today we see a very tangible evidence that God is at work in the lives of the Jewish people as they have returned to the land of their forefathers. Dr. Mazar, I just have to thank you on behalf of the Jewish world, but in particular the entire world, because these archaeological finds that you have just told us about, giving us information about true history down through the centuries, especially for the Jewish people.
This gives me a very good opportunity to bless you all with a Happy New Year, Shana Tova, and let's be blessed with good future to us everywhere we are, and especially the land of Israel, to be safe and peace for good and most successful future. Thank you so, so much. Shana Tova.